7:45.
See what I have to work with every day. Every day, trying to get back from the break, stuff like that.
It is 7:45 on Sports Radio 13.
Wow.
I can't take it anymore. At least you guys are limited in your exposure to me. I have to walk around with myself all day long.
We're at the Tilted Kilt in Grapevine. It is continuing on now with Guys Night Out.
Uh-oh, he's already swerving.
Oh, swerving.
Already swerving.
And I would just like to say, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there.
Yeah.
Cheap applause.
Oh, totally cheap by Craig.
I would like to say a special happy Veterans Day to all American veterans out there.
Let me just take this one step.
I know Craig is sitting there congratulating the veterans of
China, Korea,
Germany.
Right. Happy Veterans Day to everybody who served in a war.
You're losing steam. You've pretty much worked the crowd.
I'd like to say happy Veterans Day to these two girls that I'm going to be in a threesome with later tonight.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. They're sisters, actually.
They are?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, that's so hot.
Yeah, they are.
Perfect.
They're sisters.
Perfect.
And they're both single.
She said she's...
Are they both single?
Not ruling it out.
The one on the left listens. The one on the right doesn't know anything about us.
You know what?
Did you teach first grade? Oh, God, keep talking.
You're doing strange things to those kids.
You know who she looks like? She looks like Phoebe Cates.
Ace Frehley?
Yes, she does.
You get that? See? Yeah.
That's not all she gets.
She won't look like Phoebe Cates after I ram her face into the crown molding.
Oh, my God.
Crown molding? Why are you going to be that high?
9 or 8 feet high.
You got like a...
Well, I'm gonna launch her in an unconventional manner.
Some sort of spring thing at your house?
Well, I'm just going to hit her so... Well,
what's going on over here?
It's hard to explain on radio.
No, it's not. It's easy to explain on radio.
Hey, I think the focus here is that we're going to do this threesome for Veterans Day, and I think that really is what we should be focusing on.
You know
what? If you two, if you could be guaranteed that if you had a threesome with Gordo, that you would end all war right now, would you do it?
You would have to do it, wouldn't you?
Oh, they would.
They would.
Well, I can guarantee that.
Yeah. Yeah. How about end the homeless problem in Dallas? Would you do it then? No.
They don't care about the homeless. They don't care about the homeless.
How about...
What about if it made the homeless problem worse in Dallas? Would you do it then?
How about to ensure that every child would graduate from high school in the city of Dallas? Would you have a threesome with Gordo?
Oh, they don't like Dallas.
They don't like Dallas.
Oh, well, yeah, I agree. Then, you know, screw them. Screw the kids.
What? Jeez, man.
Oh. All right, let's do something else.
Hey, Corby.
Gosh.
When I was driving out here, you guys were being verbally assaulted by somebody in the crowd.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
Because we were talking about the midway or the NFL midpoint season MVP.
What?
And
he's hammered.
He's lost control of his verbal faculties.
And that upset some guy?
And I said Michael Vick, and the guy stood up and started pointing and yelling that... F you, he's a piece of S, screaming. He was sitting two tables back there. And
guy?
No, he's gone. He's gone. And
Really?
He's like...
Did he ball out?
He goes, two things you don't F with, my daughter and my dogs. And we're just kind of looking at him, and Irwin went over there and was like, sir, can you shut up?
Then Michael Vick has turned the corner on animals, though.
Michael Irwin?
2 seconds later, he left.
Really?
Yeah, he left.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was very awkward. I don't know if it got dumped. Could you hear the guy back there, faintly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feared for your life.
He was screaming at us. And then I called him a hick.
Oh, no.
That's classy.
Yeah. You do what you do.
Well.
Hey, I had an odd meeting here at the Tilted Kilt just about 30 minutes ago.
Reiner.
No, there was this guy in the bathroom, and
we were both in the same stall.
Uh-oh.
No.
The old signal underneath the stall.
Yeah, yeah. I gave him the Senator Larry Craig signal, and he entered my stall.
It's time.
No, I was talking to this guy, and he was friends with this friend of mine who used to work
generic.
On the... Well, he's the guy, you remember Fred, used to work on the TV show?
Yeah,
the real funny straight man, the glasses.
The Japanese guy.
Fred.
What? Anyway, he was friends with Fred, but we got to talking, and he goes, hey, I remember you saying on the air a couple years ago that the doctor, your pediatrician, lived across the street from the Colonial. And
the Colonial golf course?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
I did. I said this. And so he goes, what was your pediatrician's name? And I said, well, the guy that delivered us was, all of us Keith kids was George Sullivan, Dr. George Sullivan.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, oh, okay, all right. Well, he's my dad's next door neighbor. But my dad is a pediatrician. I thought maybe it was him. I said, well, what's your dad's name? Well, his name, John Richardson. And that was my pediatrician. The OBGYN and the pediatrician live right next door to each other.
You knocked out his daughter.
What?
No?
I don't understand.
Knocked her out?
So get this.
Okay.
So the guy who was my pediatrician when I was a little kid, his son was out here. We meet and all this. His dad's now finally retired just last year. This is the guy, the pediatrician, is the guy who was responsible for the Moses Law. He's the one that got Bush to pass the Moses Law. You know what that is? You can drop a kid off at a fire station or a police station or a hospital.
Right, and sell him for like a loaf of bread.
He got... First of all, Moses didn't divide the loaf of bread.
You drop them off and you won't be prosecuted, and the kid hopefully will be taken care of.
So his dad got that done. He also started, I think it's called Warm, something like this. What's it called? It's this big charity that's gaining a lot of momentum. It's for kids who've lost loved ones, grieving children.
Warm?
It's something like that. It's an acronym for something.
Women Against Renegade Men?
No, it's not Warm. It's
Wild Ass Renegade.
Wombats Against Radio Movement?
There you
That's
go.
It. That's it. But he started all this. So, it was a nice little moment.
See, that's good. It's someone that can make a difference. What are we ever going to do?
Yeah, this guy has been a pediatrician for how many kids in Fort Worth? And he started
all these charities. Yeah.
And he just now retired.
We got nothing.
At the age of close to 80.
What's the best part of the story that you're saving?
I want to knock down his daughter. No.
His daughter's here tonight.
And there they are. His two daughters in the red. All right.
Well. Would it be awkward if I just got up and slow danced with one of them during
play some music back there.
I don't think so.
Do we have Lady in Red back there?
Here. I'll play some on my Apple computer that I bought at a reasonable price.
This is so annoying. When I got an Apple computer, 20 years ago...
Is the iPod connector gone?
And everyone at the ticket made fun of me. Oh, okay. Oh, you're getting an Apple computer. You just think you're better than everybody.
Nobody talks like that.
What the heck? That's all I got from you that midday show and all that stuff, and now look at everybody. Everybody's going Apple.
Can I put a straw in here?
A straw is not going to work as a patch cord.
All right, well, I try. That's all I have right now.
Oh, your Apple computer. Is it easier to get gay porn on that or something? Why you got an Apple?
So what's the percentage these days of PC versus Mac?
You are the only one, I think, that uses PC now.
Really?
Yep.
Because it used to be 96% versus 4% Mac.
I do.
But you're talking about in the general population or the ticket?
No, the general population.
You have a PC?
Yeah.
Listen at him now.
So do I.
See the deal? He's going to make fun of you no matter what your computer is.
Oh, wow.
My kids have Mac, and when are you going to realize the potential of this thing? And use the...
Stop plugging GarageBand.
Cool, that's awesome. Yeah. The stuff you can do on that.
Yeah, you know what I do? I check email.
That's all you do?
And I load iTunes songs.
Why don't you do this cool audio stuff on there?
I don't know how.
Well, here you go, Gordon. Here's some slow music for you. Yeah, that's nice. Come on.
It's not Lady in Red.
Who wants to see Gordo dance with one of these lovely young women?
Yeah.
Mounter.
Everybody.
Come on.
Mounter.
Mounter?
Mounter.
Is that what you said?
What are you saying?
I'm at least going to slow dance with her for 2.5 minutes first.
Mounter.
Stop it.
Before she feels my hands around her throat.
Mount both of them.
Come on, let's get this on so we can carry it live. We're the exclusive rights holders.
Come on, Gordo.
Dance.
You know, I do think I could have that.
No, you could.
Which one?
You? Would you go out on a date with me?
Aww,
she just yes.
That's so sweet and disgusting.
Where do you want to go?
What about you, first grade teacher?
Where do you want to go? Wait, hold on. I'm trying to find out where she wants to go on her date.
Oh, by the way,
what's your favorite topless bar?
The girl on the right could never date Craig because she is opposed to any man farting around her.
I agree with you.
Well, wait, no. I fart a lot, but not around women.
Oh.
See, she's fine with that.
You are?
Yeah.
But after a while, after like 10 years, you're going to be farting together.
No way.
What? Wait a second.
What's that? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's okay for you to fart in front of Craig.
Hey! No.
People are trying to eat in here.
Yeah, we got people on some garlic fries.
So you're
here.
Telling me if you fell in love with a woman and she accidentally let one go that you had filed divorce papers right there?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, that should never happen between a man and woman. You should never do that around
your girlfriend. That's what love is about.
No. Love is about what?
Love is about pretending that doesn't happen.
Fart.
It does happen, but you got to pretend like it doesn't.
All right. Well, go
anyway,
dance with her.
Come on.
It's kind of a mood killer, Corby, to be quite honest with you.
Come on, Gordo.
I just saw her eat a bowl of bean soup.
Dance.
Oh,
dance.
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 Dance. Dance.
No, that's
dance.
For you to for go you. Out there.
I was enjoying All right, I'll slow dance with her here in a little bit. We're going to go out on a date, right? So we'll dance then.
Oh, who wants to see Gordo dance right now here at the Tilted Kilt? Come on, Gordo, don't disappoint the P1.
Right, stand up. I got to leave the headset on, so you got to come over here.
Get one of them big knocker girls to pile on behind you.
Could you stop drinking and talking at the same time? No, this is wonderful.
Oh,
my God, he's dirty dancing. He's grinding.
Isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
No, no.
Turn her around and then treat her like a mule.
He wheeled her around from behind.
That's the way I roll.
And then he was...
How else are you going to show a girl that you love her?
Doing the air slap on her booty.
Hey, see, we got girls here supporting my from the posterior position.
That's what Europeans and stuff
do. All right, try it again. Dance nicely this time.
I want to dance with you. No. I'll dance properly with you.
Here we go.
Oh, gross.
Oh, that's so junior high kid looking.
She's so scared.
Gross! Kiss her!
No!
He's kissing her!
Oh,
that is awesome.
That was great radio
that
there.
Is so great.
Hey, what's your name? What?
Rochelle.
Rochelle?
Have you ever seen the movie Rochelle, Rochelle?
Can I just call you girl number five for
tonight?
Record keeping purposes tonight?
Okay. Her bottom panty up. All right, we got to go. It's 7:57 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Coming up next, The Final Cut.
What? Mm.